Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of A Homemade Life, Stories and Recipes from My Kitchen Table by Molly Weisenberg, narrated by Mia Barron.
Introduction. It started when I was a freshman in high school. We'd be sitting at the kitchen table, the three of us, eating dinner, when my father would lift his head from his plate and say it. You know, we eat better at home than most people do in restaurants. Sometimes, for good measure, he'd slap the table and let loose a long ooh of contentment. It didn't seem to matter what we were eating. It could have been some sliced tomatoes or a bowl of mashed potatoes or some fish that he'd fried in a pat of butter. At least every couple of weeks, he said it. To me, it sounded like tacky bragging, the kind of proud exaggeration that fathers specialize in. It's the suburban man's equivalent of ripping open his shirt and beating his chest with his fists. I would shrink into my chair, blushing hotly, the moment it crossed the threshold of his lips. I was mortified by the weird pleasure he took in our family meal. After a while, I could even sense it coming. I'd mouth the words before he could say them. You know, we eat better at home than most people do in restaurants. But now, I'm old enough to admit that he was right. It's not that we knew how to cook especially well, or that we always ate food that was particularly good. There were hot dogs sometimes and cans of baked beans. Our garlic came in a jar, minced and ready, and our butter was known to go rancid. What was so satisfying, I think, was something else. It was the steady rhythm of meeting in the kitchen every night, sitting down at the table and sharing a meal. Dinner didn't...